Victor Davis Hanson, Stanford professor, Hoover Institution, greatly acclaimed author and scholar of the classics, and also someone who writes especially well about the issue of illegal immigration because he blends all of that knowledge, all of that history, with the fact that he is a Central California farmer. I think, how many generations?
Six
generations of Hansons have been farming in Central California, and he has seen how immigration, legal and otherwise, has changed quite literally the cultural and political landscape there. How you doing, Victor?
Very well. Thank you for having me.
What is your reaction to what you heard about on Capitol Hill yesterday with the Democrats, Republicans joining together and saying they've agreed on a framework for comprehensive immigration reform?
I think it's mostly platitudes and press conferences because we're not hearing the details, and they won't talk about the details because if you believe, as the senators say, that you have the ability suddenly to know who's here and to adjudicate the criterion on why they should remain here, then you also have de facto the ability to say who should not be here. So we hear all about the Dream Act and Out of the Shadows and Fair Share and Equality and Millions, but what are we going to do about the tens of thousands of people who have committed a crime? And if they have committed a crime, what counts? Half of all hit-and-run accidents in Los Angeles County, half of all accidents are hit-and-run. What are you going to do about the 30,000 illegal aliens in the California penal system? What are you going to do about the people who came on news of Amnesty in the Air in 2009? Thousands of them. What are you going to do about the people who, there are some, who have been on public assistance for years? What are you going to do about the people who are not working? So I think most Americans are fair-minded, and they think if a person's been here 5 or 10 years, they've never been arrested, they're gainfully employed, they came out of their system, they kind of conned the system, we could allow them to have a residency period, see if they became fluent in English, and have a small fine, and give a pathway to citizenship. That's all we're talking about, though. But no, we're not talking about border enforcement. We're not talking about legal immigration either, because all these senators like McCain and Rubio talk grandly about, oh, we're going to have a merit-based system. We're going to let, you know, engineers in from Croatia. That's not going to happen. You're not going to tell the Latino community, suddenly, we're not going to let you have a 500,000 people coming from South America, Latin America, across the border when they want, because now it's suddenly going to be based on education and skill sets. And get over it. That's the way it is. I don't think anybody has that political will. So we're only talking about the sugary honey stuff, and we don't want to talk about the other side. And I just don't think it's going to happen. I think what's going to happen to the Republican senators when the president announces his plan and starts his perpetual campaign, they're going to be sorely disappointed.
Well, I think this is one issue where it really depends on how you talk about it. And when you talk about, as you just said, a pathway to citizenship for people who've been here for years and have followed the law, a lot of people say, well, sure, especially, you know, for children of those who came here illegally. But if you say, you know, should we treat people who came here illegally on an even par with those who immigrated here legally, most people say, well, absolutely not. No one should be rewarded for cutting the line. And yet, if you look at what the president and his party and the civil rights establishment, it actually started with the civil rights establishment and worked its way, you know, to the liberal wing of the party, then the Democratic Party and the president, is they don't make a distinction anymore, Victor, between legal immigration and illegal immigration.
They don't believe there is such a thing. It's a border is a construct. It's an artificial construct. And so, again, what I'm saying is that you can, it is true exactly what you say, that people can look at the two sides, but the two sides are not, they're part of the same coin. So every time a senator gets up and says, it's horrible that somebody was brought here as a child and they're a straight-A student, everybody agrees with that. I mean, the senator has an intellectual and moral obligation to say, at the same time, it's also horrible that somebody crossed this border and joined a gang and committed a DUI and is breaking the law every day that he forges documents, and we don't want that person here. But they never say that because that's going, because they don't say that because that's going to, I think people don't understand the Latino and the Democratic radical lobby on this issue. They don't want to deport anybody. And we're not deporting very many. I mean, Obama says we are, but these are mostly people at the border. We're not rounded. We have sanctuary cities all over California. If I think most Americans would say, okay, majority are probably law-abiding, they're hardworking, they've been here for 5 years. Let's give them a pathway. Let's just give them a period to get a green card and examine how they work, and then let all more power to them. But let's also now, for the first time, go through the roster, and every time somebody commits a DUI or he's picked up with a traffic, let's look at his record and see if he's working, see if he's on public assistance, see if he's got a criminal record. And from now on, let's start bringing in the Korean engineer and the software guy from Nigeria and the Chilean engineer, too, and let's make it based on that criteria. We're not going to get that. There's no way I can see that happening politically.
My guest is author, scholar, historian Victor Davis Hanson, also the author of a great book on immigration, illegal immigration, its impact, called Mexifornia. Victor, again, you're a Central California farmer. It's been in your family for six generations. How has that area of the country changed because of illegal immigration?
Well, I mean, I've been in three accidents in my last 10 years. They all have one thing in common. The person who hit me did not stay around the accident, or if he did, he had no registration or driver's license or insurance or sometimes all three of those. And I live in near a little town where only 75% of the streetlights work. We have a copper wire theft. I've had all the copper wire stolen out of my ag pump three times this year. It's not because people are Hispanic. It's because people are coming in large numbers from Mexico, and we don't know who they are, the circumstances under which they arrive, or their past histories. So California is the most regulated state. If here where I am, the Stanford campus, if you're a suburbanite and your mailbox is 3 inches taller than it's supposed to be, you'll be cited. Across the street from where I live, somebody brought in 9 Winnebagos, and there's over 50 people living there. It's violating every zoning law in the state, but we don't do anything because we always go after the misdemeanor that pays and neglect the felony that cost. That's pretty much the California attitude. It's a pre-modern and post-modern society all at once.
Now, someone complains about this.
Don't do it.
Winnebago's with 50 people. Do something about this.
Yeah, who are you to say a Winnebago's not a house? Who are you to say that Romex wire strung across the backyard is not a, you know, nobody does that. Who do you to say a dog should be vaccinated? Who do you to say that you can't have 20 dogs running out in the street? Who are you to...
The response is it's the law. I obey this law. Why aren't they?
Well, you can enforce the law when it's enforceable, but when you have 7 million people here illegally, mm-hmm. and they're mostly concentrated in the Central Valley, I mean they're not living across the street from Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer. Nancy Pelosi's husband doesn't get in a car every day and get hit by somebody. These are places that the coastal elite in California, the guys that run Facebook and Google and Wells Fargo and Chevron, they don't go down to Tulare or Bakersfield or Sacramento or Fresno or rural California. So it's a whole different, there's two states. And so not that there's not, you know, some different demographies, but basically we're talking about the interior and the L.A. area, okay. and then the coast. And it's two different states. And Fresno's about as close to Palo Alto as Pluto is from, you know, Mars.
As you pointed out in your book, Mexifornia, there are essentially Mexican villages where everything that you associate with a small Mexican town is there in Central California, except geographically it's outside Fresno.
Yeah, I mean, I had a debate with an activist who said that, well, we had California first, so why shouldn't it? And I said, well, you're living in a town called Parlier, named after Charles Parlier. It's not exactly everything in California was created by Mexico. So what we're getting, I guess existentially what we're getting at is something that it's taboo, it's politically incorrect, that there is a reason why we have illegal immigrants. Half of it is corporate people in agriculture, the food industry, the hospitality industry, meatpacking wanted cheap labor, no doubt about it. But half were ideologues and zealots who believed there was some justice in changing the demography of California. And they like it, they benefit in journalism, academia, politics, and they don't want that to end. And so to address the illegal immigration, you have to be intellectually honest and say, okay, if we're going to get the conservative employer to sign on, let's get the liberal half to get on. And let's deport the people who break the law or don't work or they're on public assistance or they just arrived in the expectation of amnesty. And let's help the people who, the majority, I would say, that are lawful and working and resident. I don't think we're going to have that discussion. I hope we do, I don't think that the president's going to do that.
I was going to say, let me promote you, but I'm not sure you consider it a promotion to the U.S. Senate. What would Senator Victor Davis Hanson's immigration reform bill look like?
It would have a number. Paragraph one would be strict border enforcement, e-verify on employers. Two would have the criteria under which people would be deported, and they would just come forward, and we wouldn't have to round them up. We would just say, you know, if you get in an accident and you got a DUI, you're not here, go back. And then C would say, once we have those enforcements, we're going to help the people who have played by the rules. And they came here under a situation that was murky and it was exploitative, okay. But they've been here 5 years, they have not committed a crime, they are gainfully employed, they're not on public assistance. And if we can do that, we can say you can have a two-year period where you get a green card, and then we have English classes, we have a small fine, and you go through the process. And I think that would be fair to everybody, but we will hear about C, and we'll never hear about A and B, because too many people are invested in the present system, especially the President of the United States.
You know, the President is going to be speaking in a few minutes in Las Vegas about this issue, and he already telegraph where he's coming from. He said, well, as long as you pay a fine and stand in line and learn English. And I'm saying to myself, really? The federal government is going to deport somebody because they didn't learn English? Really?
It's not going to do that.
No.
This is a man who, remember, told Latino activists in 2011, let's punish our enemies at the polls. And that's what it's all about. I mean, border enforcement's kind of like, let's not raise taxes. It's passé now. Mm-hmm. That was a pre 2010 construct. Now, after that, the president's emboldened. Just as he's raising taxes, he's saying, you know what? That's then. This is now. I don't really want enforcement. He doesn't. He feels that it's a winning combination to change the demography of the Southwest United States. It's already worked. Never in my lifetime will see a Republican president in California.
Now, they said, we want to see fast action on this, and I assume the reason why they want fast action is they don't want a protracted debate where people who are not already vested in this idea, who are not members of an interest group, will start paying attention to the debate, see where it's going, and start rallying against it.
And we don't want to get into the illiberal aspects, because if we have a guy with a PhD in electrical engineering from Korea, and we don't let him in because he waits legally, and we let in more people from Latin America. We 80% of illegal aliens are from Latin America. About half of legal people are. And we're really an ethnically determined subset of our immigration policy. So if you were to be liberal, you would say, let's make it ethnically blind and just based on expertise and education. Mm-hmm. To the activists, that's being prejudicial, because they don't want to be ethnically blind. They want to favor Latin America. That's just the long and the short of it.
All right. Victor Davis Hanson, it's always great having you here. I want to thank you again for taking the time to be with us on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Thank you for having me.